The Atterbury Emeralds by Jill Peyton Walsh, read by Edward Petherbridge. Chapter 1. "Peter," said Lady Peterwimsey to her lord, "what were the Atterbury Emeralds?" Lord Peterwimsey lowered the Times and contemplated his wife across the breakfast table. "Stocking great jewels," he said. "Enormous hereditary baubles of incommensurable value, not to everyone's liking. Why do you ask?" "Your name is mentioned in connection with them, in this piece I'm reading about Lord Atterbury." "Old chap died last week. That was my first case." "I didn't know you read obituaries, Peter. You must be getting old." "Not at all. I am merely lining us up for the best that is yet to be. But in fact, it is our Bunter who actually peruses the newsprint for the dear departed. He brings me the pages on anyone he thinks I should know about. Not knowing who is dead leaves one mortally out of touch." "You are 60, Peter. What is so terrible about that? By the way, I thought your first case was the Atterbury diamonds." "The emeralds came before the diamonds. Atterbury had a positive treasury of nice jewels. The emeralds were very fine, Mogul or something. When they went missing, there was an uproar." "When was this?"
"Before the flood.
1921. "Talking of floods, it's pouring outside," said Harriet, looking at the rain-washed panes of the breakfast-room windows. "I shan't be walking to the London Library unless it leaves off. Tell me about these socking great baubles."
"Haven't I told you about them already, in all the long years of talk we've had together?"
"I don't believe so.
Have you time to tell me now?"
"I talk far too much already. You shouldn't encourage me, Harriet."